We another two signings today, Branton and Cameron. Must be happy now to get that over the line. Your business must be nearly done as well.
Aye, I'm delighted to be honest. Two players that I think it goes without saying rate extremely highly. Cameron's 25 years of age but has loads of experience, and it's extremely rare where you get a player who is completely comfortable in a number of positions, and I actually, standing here, I couldn't tell you what his best position is. I just know that he's really good in a number of them, and it's important to bring that versatility to the club. Outstanding footballer, good athlete, two good feet, defends 1v1 as well, can pass it, just a really, really good footballer and a good lad, and he knows a number of the players here already, so he'll fit in seamlessly. And then Brandon Kavanagh, obviously just gone 21, attack-minded player, lovely left foot, very creative, and will excite people and get people off their seats. And delighted. Brandon obviously has huge potential, and it's up to Brandon, myself, and the staff to try and unlock that potential. And I think he can become a real top player in this league. But as I said, he's at the very early stages of his career, and there's plenty of room for development, and hopefully we can see that in the coming years.
Of course, you mentioned experience with Cameron, but Branton comes here too with a bit of experience. Playing for Shamrock Rovers, you don't get under the first team if you're not up there. And of course, he had a good season with Bray as well.
Aye, he broke into the Rovers team very early. I think he was maybe around 17 years of age where he broke into the team and burst on the scene. He's had to go out on loan now, and He's played a lot of senior football, as you said, and you just seen the goal, I suppose, against Galway in the semi-final of the playoff in Galway, where he plays 2-1-2s, gets it on the halfway line, plays 2-1-2s, gets the edge of the box and sticks it in the top corner. And it's what he's capable of. I do believe he can score more goals and create more goals, but it's up to us as staff and how we prepare the team to get him in the dangerous positions where he can hurt the opposition.
Do you expect any more now, Roy, coming on?
If so, it'll be one, and that's us. But we've signed seven. Obviously, some have departed the club, so the squad size won't be that much bigger. But I think we've added versatility and quality to the group. And as I said, if we sign any more, it'll be one.
Of course, Will Fitzgerald announced yesterday that he's left. Was that a shock, or are you disappointed in it?
Well, obviously, I had conversations with Will. I couldn't give him the guarantees that he wanted. I understood his decision. I couldn't give him the guarantees that he wanted to stay here. So we had a good conversation and an honest conversation, which was important. And he decided that the best for his career was to move on. We wish him well. Fantastic professional and a really good player, but as I said, that's a decision that he's made, and I understand it.
Thank you.
All right.